Raymond Felton was back in the starting lineup last night, and Portland beat New Orleans 86-74. Felton had 11 points and 10 assists while committing just one turnover. Nicholas Batum led the Blazers with 19 points. Wesley Matthews had a 12 off the bench for the now 19-19 Blazers. They're about to embark on a road trip that will see them play 7 games in 12 days, including 6 against teams with winning records. Going to be a rough stretch. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, Aaron Aflalo scored 32 as the Nuggets knocked off the Kings in OT, 119-116. Aflalo talks about being fouled on a three-point attempt in the closing moments of regulation.
I knew we needed three, but I didn't want to just throw up a Hail Mary. I wanted a legitimate shot at making or missing a shot, so I thought I had a good look, and when it came up short, they was fortunate that they called foul.
Kenneth Faried collected 20 points and 12 rebounds for Denver. They've won 4 straight since the All-Star break. Other winners yesterday were Golden State, Utah, Orlando, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Minnesota, and Milwaukee. Oregon's DeVoe Joseph and Oregon State's Jared Cunningham are named to the Pac-12 All-Conference First Team. The Ducks' E.J. Singler received second-team honors, and Oregon's Garrett Sim received honorable mention. Cunningham was also named to the All-Defensive Team, while Oregon's center Tony Woods received defensive honorable mention. Don't forget the Pac-12 tournament begins this week. Oregon State plays Washington State tomorrow. Oregon's first game is on Thursday against the winner of the Colorado-Utah game, and we'll have all of the Duck games in the tournament for you right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us for sports.